Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. CIA believes Russia intervened in the recent U.S. presidential election to help Donald Trump win at the polls, according to the Washington Post newspaper. Meantime, President Obama has ordered the intelligence community to conduct a full review of hacking-related activities aimed at disrupting the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Eric Schultz is the White House principal deputy press secretary.
This is not an effort to challenge the outcome of the election. We have acknowledged who won the election. It wasn't the candidate that the president campaigned for. So we're not calling into question the election results. We are taking seriously our responsibility to protect the integrity of those elections.
Schultz told reporters there has been a pattern of malicious cyber activity aimed to coincide with U.S. elections. He said the investigation will go back to the 2008 presidential elections when cyber meddling was attributed to China. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump continued his thank you tour of America Friday with stops in the states of Louisiana and Michigan. Also Friday, former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, took himself out of consideration for a place in the Trump cabinet. Giuliani, a long Trump supporter, was considered a front-runner in the race for Secretary of State. In another development, producers of the new version of a U.S. television show that catapulted Trump to nationwide prominence a number of years ago said Mr. Trump will continue to be credited on the screen as executive producer. Gambia's President Yahya Jammeh says he rejects the outcome of last week's elections. Dramatic turnaround last week. He had telephoned opposition candidate Adama Barrow to concede defeat. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Russian and Syrian government forces will continue their bombing raids in Aleppo until the rebels vacate the city. A day earlier, Lavrov said the Syrian government had stopped all active military operations in eastern Aleppo. When asked about the contradictory statements, Lavrov said Friday he did not say military operations were completely stopped, but indicated they were suspended for a certain time to allow civilians wishing to leave to do so. 193-member United Nations General Assembly has adopted a resolution demanding an immediate end to attacks on civilians in all besieged areas in Syria. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says the resolution was not perfect, but it is needed to stop the bloodshed in Aleppo.
No resolution negotiated among U.N. member states on a compressed timeline in response to an urgent catastrophe would be perfect. If ever there were a time not to let the perfect be the enemy of the good and the decent, this is the time.
General Assembly also expressed grave concern at continued deterioration of humanitarian situation in Syria and called for increased humanitarian access. Large crowd, South Korea, gathering today to celebrate impeachment of President Park Geun-hye over an explosive corruption scandal that saw millions protest in previous weeks. Protesters plan to march near the Seoul Presidential Palace, where Park will remain mostly alone for up to 6 months until the Constitutional Court rules whether she should step down permanently. The country's number two official, Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-yeon, will assume leadership until the court rules on Park's fate. Here in Washington, State Department spokesman Mark Toner, met with reporters about the South Korea and politics.
I can say that the U.S.-Korea relationship and alliance will continue to be a linchpin of regional stability and security. We're going to continue to meet all of our alliance commitments, especially with respect to defending against the threats we've seen emanating from North Korea.
Meantime, the South Korean Defense Ministry has ordered the military on heightened surveillance and readiness should North Korea do something provocative. An earthquake of 6.9 magnitude struck today off the coast of the Solomon Islands came a day after a 7.7 magnitude earthquake. There were no immediate reports of widespread damage or injuries. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, welcoming you to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, here on Jazz America from VOA1. And, of course, it's Conversation with the Music Makers. This week, Dave Brubeck. The legendary Dave Brubeck was born on the 6th of December in 1920, passed away one day before what would have been his 92nd birthday on the 5th of December in 2012. I had a chance to speak with him at the 2009 Detroit Jazz Festival. I'll share some of that conversation with you and some of his wonderful music in the coming hour. But let's remember another of the greats of jazz history, born this month. On the 11th of December in 1938, the great pianist and composer McCoy Tyner was born in Philadelphia. 78 years old on the 11th of December. Happy birthday, McCoy Tyner. And let's enjoy some of his music as this veteran player invited one of his fellow Philadelphians from the younger generation, Stanley Clark, to join him on bass and Al Foster on the drums. For a wonderful work not too long ago, and from that album, here is Kariba, McCoy Tyner, Birthday Boy, beginning this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
lucky. I got a brand new man. I'm telling you, he loves me like nobody can. Well, I met him on the corner in the pouring rain. Yes, I met him on the corner. It was pouring rain. He said, come on in here, baby, and tell me what's your name. I said, Tito's, Tito's is my name. I said, Tito's, Tito's is my name. I don't know how I got here, but I'm mighty glad I came.
Time Grammy award-winning jazz vocalist Diane Shore celebrating a birthday. We're celebrating a lot of birthdays today on VOA's Jazz America. She was born on the 10th of December in 1953, turning 63 on December the 10th. Diane Shore from a live performance from 1988 from a two-disc set, GRP Super Live in Concert with Deedles Blues. Deedles being her nickname. This is Russ Davis, and now let's turn once again to more conversation with not only a supremely talented pianist, composer, band leader, NEA jazz master, and musical visionary, but also a very deep and positive spirit, too, the late, great Dave Brubeck. I caught up with him at the 2009 Detroit Jazz Festival, and here's some of that conversation, followed by some of his brilliant music. This Brubeck family here has really started a lot of trouble for some jazz purists, and I'm being facetious in saying that, but in a way you have, because some people say jazz is European 12-tone scale and European musical instrumentation and African rhythm born in Congo Square in New Orleans, and that's it. Well, it isn't it. It's improvised music can come in many different forms, and you've witnessed it and you've created it.
Well, I was fortunate enough to, in the 40s, to hear the Dennis Roosevelt expedition into the Belgian Congo, where they took these old-fashioned tape recorders that used what we used to call wax, and get into the Congo and all these places that I knew that jazz was not reflecting Africa as much as they talked about it. This was so complex that you just can't believe the great, great things that were coming out of Africa. Like, even today I smile when they say that civilization started in Africa, and that just thrills me to see this final realization that they are the beginning of much, even in architecture, what they found in the old classic things in jungles that have been overgrown for years. And we may have reflected just a little of it in when they went to New Orleans, the slaves brought with them a small amount, because they couldn't bring their culture because they were treated so badly that they weren't sometimes allowed to sing. If they'd been allowed to sing, we'd have heard complex, wonderful things.
You know, there's places outside of New Orleans.
Yeah. And this, thank God I've lived to see the equality of man coming around, and it thrills me. Obama thrilled me like I never thought I was going to see.
Me too.
And we have arrived where the United States could have arrived years ago, but we have arrived because we've kept the faith, the hope, that we are all one and all respect each other.
You know, Dave, when I talk to an American musician, and I talk to many musicians from all over the world, but when I talk to an American, I always ask them for a personal message for people around the world, and I didn't even have to ask you. You just gave me the message. And there's so much more to it than just music. Music is emotion made manifest in the form of sound, and your feelings, your emotion have come through in such a positive way to try to bring the whole world together and give them that message of what unifies us is what we should focus on, as opposed to what divides us.
Oh, yes. We could straighten this whole world mess out if we devote to one word, love.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
From his brilliant 1954 release, Jazz Goes to College, that's the composition, in collaboration with Paul Desmond, that Dave Brubeck created called Le Souk, recorded live. Now, here is the talented guitarist, Grammy-nominated Will Bernard, from his album Out and About, with the song Happy Belated, on Jazz America, from VOA 1. Very versatile player you may not know a lot about, but he is a great and versatile player, as I mentioned. He can do everything from funky rock-flavored groove to swinging straight-ahead jazz. Grammy nominee Will Bernard from his latest release, Out and About. More coming up with Dave Brubeck. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received from a longtime listener in Accra, Ghana, Richard Idam. And he wrote me to say, thanks for the good job that you are doing. Please play me any classic song by Nina Simone. And it's also for all of those who love Nina Simone. I hope to tune in. Thanks, Richard Idam. Well, thank you, Richard. It'll be my pleasure to play for you, in fact, not only a Nina Simone song, but another song from another of the jazz greats celebrating a birthday that will also be dedicated to you and your fellow countrymen. You'll hear more about that in a bit, but first, here is Nina Simone with an updated version of one of her classic songs remixed for the Verve Remixed album. It's Feeling Good, Ms. Nina Simone on VOA's Jazz America.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, and I'm feeling good.
From his album, Bird in Flight, the great Donald Byrd, the master trumpeter, born on the 9th of December in 1939. He died at the age of 80 in February of 2013. Donald Byrd with the song entitled Ghana, dedicated to all of our friends listening in that wonderful African nation. I have a lot of loyal listeners there, and thank you so much for being in touch with me and for enjoying the music here on VOA's Jazz America. Let's continue now with our conversation with the great Dave Brubeck. He would have been in his mid-90s at this point in history. He died on the 5th of December in 2012, just one day before he would have been 92. And here's more of my conversation I enjoyed with him at the Detroit Jazz Festival in the summer of 2009, followed by possibly his most famous song ever. Now, I know your show is just about to begin here in Detroit. 1959 is being talked about as the greatest year in jazz.
Yeah.
You know, with Kind of Blue, Time Out, Giant Steps, Mingus Ohm, and all these great records. That, I mean, and they were. It was a wonderful, shining moment in history. Did you feel at the time like you were part of something that special? I mean, you heard the other records and went, wow, we've got something going on right now, don't we?
You know, I felt that I wanted to do something that would expand the jazz that I was playing and maybe creep over into what other people were playing. I've seen it happen from Time Out and Time Further Out, Time in Outer Space, Brubeck Time. We were doing a lot of experimenting, and Columbia Records would not put Time Out out. They said nobody can dance to it. And you have all originals on one album. We don't allow that. And you want a great painting on the cover. We don't do paintings on the covers. We do some photographs. And you're breaking all the unwritten laws. So we don't want it out. And the president of Columbia, Goddard Lieberson, said, "Dave, I love what you're doing. I'm going to try and take Blue Rondo and take Five to the West Coast, and I'll present it to all the people out there in the West Coast." When he came back, he said, "Dave, they hated it too." But he said, "I'm not giving up. We're going to get this out." Now, what's strange, we're here in Detroit right now. A disc jockey here started playing it. And all of a sudden, his board was lighting up with, "What is this music? And can you play it again?" And then I played a dance right here in Detroit. And in a certain part of town where people could dance. And we played Take Five. And, man, that floor was swinging in 5/4 time. And Columbia Records said nobody can dance to it. And I was thinking, boy, if they were only here tonight seeing this whole audience swinging on Take Five, unchunk, kaboom, boom. And they had those moves down.
Well, millions of records sold later and millions of people that have enjoyed it over the years later, too. Those guys were wrong, very wrong. I remember the Decca Records guys passed on the Beatles, too. Some people with suits sometimes make mistakes, right? Well, Dave, listen, it's showtime, and I'm going to let you go. And you've been very kind to spend this much time with me, and the folks around the world are going to enjoy hearing your comments as well as your music and your philosophy, and thank you for your artistry over the years and more to come. And hey, by the way, if you've got a Take Five that they won't put out, give it to me. I'll play it.
Okay. Thank you very much. And good luck. Thank you.
Does it get any more famous than that from the brilliant Time Out, Take Five, Dave Brubeck? Well, here is another of the famous keyboardists and composers in jazz with a newly discovered 1959 recording from Zurich, Switzerland. It's Horace Silver and his quintet with Echoro on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
late Horace Silver captured in his prime on a newly released album recorded live in Zurich, Switzerland in 1959. That is Echoro with the Horace Silver Quintet. Speaking of classic music just released and discovered, that's the theme of the next Jazz America. You'll hear not only music that's just been discovered and released, live recordings from Dizzy Gillespie, Sarah Vaughan, Errol Garner, and Kenny Burrell, but you'll hear their comments. I'll take the day off from interviewing and let them speak from the stage as they perform as well as backstage. Newly discovered live performances from four jazz legends on the next Jazz America.